If you'd like to follow along, you can be turning in your Bibles to Acts chapter 5, Acts chapter 5, and we'll be picking up starting in verse 12, Acts chapter 5 and verse 12, where the Bible says, "And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. They were all with one accord in Solomon's porch, yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought the sick out into the street and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Then the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out, and said, 'Go, stand in the temple, and speak to the people all the words of life, of this life.' And when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and reported, saying, 'Indeed, we found the prison shut securely and the guards standing outside before the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside.' And when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priests heard these things, they wondered what the outcome would be. So one came and told them, saying, 'Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people.' Then the captain went with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, 'Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us.' But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than men.'" The world is lost. Few understand and have accepted and have followed the doctrine of the Bible that is so clearly laid out for everybody. Perhaps they've been deceived by denominational confusion and distraction. Perhaps they've been overwhelmed by life and have never even turned to Scripture to look for an answer. Perhaps the circumstances in which they're in have caused them to lose faith or lose heart. Perhaps others have told them that the Bible is something that they shouldn't listen to. Perhaps. But the truth is here. We, those of us here right now, at 8 o'clock this evening, have the truth in front of us. And it's great that we're all here together right now. But in a few minutes, we're going to be out of here and on our way home. And then tomorrow, back into the world. And we'll have the opportunity to share the truth with individuals who don't know it. What are we going to do? That's not necessarily we're going to take our Bibles and smite them over the head or stand in front of our office place or place of work or school and speak loudly like we're on a megaphone. But are we going to shy away from the truth? Are we going to be convinced not to set the right example because of what might happen to us, what might be said or done? Now, again, there are clearly situations and circumstances in place in this world that we must comply with. We have responsibilities to our families. We have patterns of behavior that are expected of us. But when we consider what we see here in the Bible, when we consider what these men were facing, we should always ask ourselves, is there an opportunity to make a difference with someone? Perhaps it's someone that we've worked with for a long time that we know very well. Perhaps it's a relative that we haven't always connected with but we are their relative. Perhaps it's someone who looks up to us and respects us a great deal. We need to obey God rather than men. We need not to be reluctant to share the truth when the opportunity presents itself. We don't know exactly when the right time will be, but the time is going right now. It'll definitely be before you die. So let's look around as we go out into the world tomorrow and every day, seeking opportunities to share the truth, to obey God rather than men, so that individuals can have the opportunity to accept the truth, to turn their lives around, to submit their will to Christ, to hear the word of God, to believe in Jesus, to repent of their sins, to be baptized. And we have a baptistry here. We'll be happy to take them. And then to live faithfully from that point forward. If that's something that anyone here needs to do, we certainly can do that right now. If the prayers of the church are needed or required, we can certainly do that right now. But let's have faith and let's be strong as we go out into this world. Whatever your needs might be, please let us do that as we stand and as we sing.